I am super duper in my feminine essence. And for me to stay in that essence, I have to really have myself in alignment, my chakras, where my brain, my throat chakra, my heart, my decisions I'm making with my body, they're all just like in alignment, and I'm being really honest with myself about these different things. And the reason why you want that is because it's like when your body is lined up and you are making decisions based off of having a voice. So your throat chakra is about like saying what's on your mind and being in your authenticity and really, you know, emitting love. And that's like your heart chakra, is really being able to feel love and really being able to give love. And your crown would be really being connected to your divinity and knowing that you've been here before and you're going to be here again. And so when you have that all, plus your body and treating your body correctly and really holding space for your energy and not allowing just anyone to have access to you, these things are going to make you stronger and they're going to make your energy guarded. And that isn't to say that you're not giving it to people. So I have people in my life. I have friends. I hang out with them. I do my thing. I do things with my children all the time. So I still get to do things, but I'm doing things with certain people, people that I know that are really in alignment with me. So therefore, when I'm having these interactions with people that are really in alignment with me and they're really on that same wavelength where we're having very vulnerable conversations and I'm able to just be in my essence where I can be super fluid and I can explain how the energy just switched and explain why I think that, and then maybe sage and get the vibe right and change the music, and people really allow me to be me. And when that happens and I'm able to be me, I'm able to really transmute this beautiful energy, and it almost feels very different. It almost feels like you're in kind of like a fairy tale. Like I could almost cast a spell on you, and the spell would literally like make you kind of in awe of the conversation we're having, and then you would leave and maybe you wouldn't really remember everything because it was kind of like this fairy tale where you got bits and pieces of it, but you can't hear everything I'm saying. And the reason is when you're here with me and we're energy flowing and, you know, I have music on and I'm moving and I'm putting different oils on and I'm lighting different sages, it's really opening up the energy for a certain conversation. And I'm able to then lean into someone's energy to this crazy level. And when I lean into their energy like that, I go into my femininity, like a wicked lot. And when I'm feminine, I am very connected and I'm very just intuitive. And it's very cool to see, I think, for people. But I think that it's also a little scary because I'm able to channel in so much. And so people find themselves talking to me about things that maybe they don't normally talk about. Or I'm able to really hold space for a situation that maybe they didn't know that they were in. And so I'm able to kind of illuminate things, maybe, especially when I bring out my tarot cards. And that helps me because the tarot literally reads it out for me. And that's also a beautiful thing. So I can connect with people on a lot of different levels, and it can be very scary for people because if I illuminate something and I show them something that they might not be ready to receive and they have to go back and they have to go back into their everyday lives, then they're going to have to almost block out what I'm saying because of the fact that it's really hard to live in your everyday life when you kind of know that it's just not serving you, but you're kind of stuck there for a little bit. So I'm able to really connect with people, I guess, and to kind of allow them to get a glimpse of maybe their self-worth and how amazing they really are. And I love to remind people how amazing they are all the time, because I don't know if everyone hears it enough. And I think that's really unfortunate, especially when I'm talking to such magnificent people and women and men alike. We are all here on this earth together. You're more than just a mom and a wife, and you're more than just a husband and a dad. We're also people, and we're having this experience as well, and we're humans, and we're gonna make mistakes, because everyone honestly makes mistakes, and that's okay. So I guess like talking about that and making awareness for it, because I think that it's not talked about enough. And I think that even with kids, if we just kind of said those words like, hey, I'm human, I've never been the mother of a 15-year-old boy before, or hey, I'm human, I've never been the father of a 15-year-old girl before, and I'm trying my very, very best. And, you know, kind of just like leaning into that a little bit and just allowing yourself to know that and living in your authenticity. And so just giving a little bit of vulnerability to people. Sometimes it feels so scary to do it, but when you do it, you get such big results. And that goes like with our kids too. Sometimes I have to look at them and be like, I've been really grumpy lately, haven't I? And they'll usually be like, yeah, you have been, you know? And it's just like that kind of like letting them know, I see you, I'm sorry, I'm human, you know? And it's usually like a kind of a collection of things where we're just not working together how we should, or, you know, just something, just whatever. And it's been building up, and now I'm grumpy and the house isn't being energetically ran correctly. And so that's a problem. And I love that my children and I are able to, I don't know, communicate that to each other, and we're able to have those moments. And I think that when I'm a little bit grumpy and a little bit maybe spacey, they know it. And I think that they have conversations about it, because I think that I've asked my oldest daughter to, and she's told me that, you know, they've told me that they've said stuff to each other that's really beautiful. And if I'm not there all the way, if I'm in my own little world because I'm stressed out or because of whatever reason, and they can communicate to each other, that's really cool that they have someone, because I'm not going to be perfect all the time, and I just can't be. I can't. And I can't put that pressure on myself. I can't. It doesn't feel good, because then when I make a mistake, I really beat myself up because of it. And I think I'm allowed to make mistakes. I think that I'm really trying very, very hard. And I think that people make mistakes. So I was meant to make this podcast about what I'm talking about, because I originally had planned on coming on here and talking about a twin flame journey and what that means, and how we really fall in love with ourselves. And that's what it has to be. You have to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And I think that we hear that and we say it, but I don't know if we understand that. So a twin flame connection is a connection that you have, and it really illuminates things for you, and it pushes you into this like spiritual awakening. And when you meet certain people, it kind of just like triggers you. And mine started when I met someone and I felt very codependent, and it wasn't them, it was me. And I had just gotten out of a relationship where I was so codependent. So when I felt that feeling, I just went into instant like fear mode. And it just wasn't good. It was a very good connection, a very bad connection, sorry. And so, when that happened, it really pushed me into a state of like, I don't want to feel that way anymore. Like, that's awful. And I really wanted to start healing at that point. So because I wanted to start healing, I was able to kind of start my awakening, and I came in and out of, connection with this person throughout my spiritual journey. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, tonight I had this candle, and I got it when I started all of this, and it says, I love me. And I got this candle and I thought about like my highest timeline of what I would want in my life. You know, like if I could be anywhere, where would I be? And every time I lit that candle, I thought about that place, and I wanted to be there so bad. So bad. And then I didn't realize that I got there at one point. I don't know how far back this was because I was in it, so I wasn't paying attention really. But I kind of got to this world where now I was in it and I had a choice. I could now fight, and I could fight my way and work my way up, or I could leave it behind and continue to evolve and see where that brought me. And so I chose to continue to evolve, and I evolved out of those situations because I realized that those situations aren't being set up to be solved. And I learned more and more and more, and I grew more and more and more, and I started loving myself more and more. And so this twin flame, if we're meeting our shadows in the people that we're choosing, that would mean that those shadows that I'm meeting in these people are really a mirror of the things that I accept for myself. So with that being said, those shadows are a true reflection of me as a woman and as a human. And those are the things that I allow for myself. So a twin flame connection would really be a connection with yourself, but through another human, where you're then able to kind of see the choices that you make in human form, because we want to really make sure that we're in alignment with the things that we believe and the way of life that we want. And, you know, I've been really forced to look at the way of life that I'm going to want in the future. And it's going to look very different for me than it looks for other people. And me living in that divine purpose and knowing that that's okay, that my life might look different, and not being scared if I'm going to find someone that matches my lifestyle, because I have a really good idea, and if I find someone I do, and it will be amazing, and it'll be so cool to be able to merge worlds and for me to be able to stand in my empowerment and be free and live my life and have my life and them have their life and then us build a life together. And I need to be me and I need to be free. So I'm looking for something very, very different. But this twin flame connection that I have with myself is coming to a head, and I'm really learning some amazing lessons, and I'm learning some beautiful things about myself. And I have done a lot of energy work where I have ended those cycles, those karmic relationships that have been hurting me and bringing me down. I've ended those. They're done. All that contact has been severed. So at this point, I'm starting fresh and I'm starting new. And I'm starting with this new sense of who I really am and what I really deserve. And this is getting to my divine purpose. And this is me finding the things that are going to get me to a life that I'm really, really happy with. And it's going to look different for me than it looks for other people. And that's okay. And I guess happiness, true happiness, is knowing that it's literally okay to be different, and it's okay to have a different lifestyle. And no one can judge you, because if you're happy, then you're happy and you got it, and you got it going on, and you're living the life, and you're flowing the flow, and you're doing the things, and you're going to go where you're going to go, right? Yeah, it's all a beautiful flow, and I'm in it. So this is kind of my little testimony, and I hope that you enjoyed it.